Welcome back. Let's stay on this theme of education. I have joining me this morning a couple people who have been involved truly in the mentoring, tutoring aspect of education. Dr. Clifton Clark is the Vice Chair of Tutoring Chicago Board of Trustees, and he continues to do weekly tutoring. He is also the Vice President and Chief Medical Officer at Advocate Illinois Masonic Medical Center. Also with us is Lucia Stumbras, who's a parent and has been benefiting with her children and otherwise with tutoring here. Dr. Clark, Ms. Stumbras, good morning and welcome to WVON. How are you both today?
Very well. Thank you.
Doing well. Thank you.
Good. Glad to have you. Dr. Clark, why don't you talk to us about Tutoring Chicago? Give us its history and what it is that it does.
Sure. You know, Tutoring Chicago has been around for a long time. It's been around almost 60 years. It started out in the Cabrini-Green area, you know, to support the students over there with volunteer tutoring. Most of the volunteers came from the old Montgomery Ward, and that was in the area. It has evolved over the years. It has grown dramatically. Currently, we're at three different sites. We just added a south side site, 54th and State, in addition to the north side and the west side site for live tutoring. We have remote tutoring as well. We provide Chromebooks and supplies for students who would prefer to have remote virtual tutoring, which is pretty much just as effective as a live tutoring. We see about 1,000 students every year, a little bit more than that now, and we're at the point now where we're just looking for more volunteer tutors and anybody who wants to support us.
So you went through quite a bit right there in looking at live, remote, providing Chromebooks in three different locations, beginning in Cabrini-Green, but now it's branching out. You've got a center that's up at St. Vincent de Paul on Halsted and Webster. One down at the Salvation Army near Madison and Ogden, and you mentioned the new one down on 54th and State. Talk about then more of the type of tutoring that's done. You mentioned live, remote, and when you say live, what does that mean? When you say remote, what does that mean? And when you look for tutors, what does that mean?
So when I say live, the students can come to any of these three centers. They'll have one-to-one tutoring with one tutor through the entire academic year. The tutors commit to 90 minutes every week, and the students will have the same tutor in person throughout the year. Remote, through Zoom, the same types of tutoring sessions can occur, and the students, either if they require, you know, additional support with a Chromebook or something like that, if they have their own, that's great too. But the tutors will provide virtual tutoring, same type of curriculum. Math and reading are focuses, but also as you know, the kids get older, additional we have literacy tutoring as well for the older kids, kids from grades one through 10 currently. Just a wide range of things. You know, the younger kids benefit from really just being with their tutors and kind of learning things, you know, in addition to just the math and reading. You know, they learn some development skills, some self-reflection skills as well. So it's kind of a pretty well-rounded experience for the students, but also for the tutors, too, because the tutors really benefit from it.
Ms. Stumbras, tell us about your experience with Tutoring Chicago.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I've been tutoring for about 6 years now, going into my sixth year, and I've can truly say it's been the best 90 minutes of my week each year. I've been with a few different students, but with the same student for the past 3 years. So I've really been able to make that connection with the family and the student and really see him progress throughout his education.
So when you first got started with this student, are you with one student, the same student that you've been working with all of the time you've been there?
Yep. So when you start, and that's the great thing about Tutoring Chicago, it's really one-to-one. So you are with the same student throughout the year. And then if you continue to tutor, you can have the option to continue throughout multiple years. So it's really, you get to build that connection with that student and even their family. And it really makes it a rewarding experience.
So what made you decide to do this in the first place?
Yeah, I was looking for a way to make a true impact in someone's life. So I wanted to make a connection. I really I grew up, I had previous jobs working with kids, and I wanted to continue that through something that was making an impact. And I found through Tutoring Chicago through my brother-in-law, actually, who was who's involved with it for many years. And I tried it out, and it was such a good experience, and I could see that I was really helping and making a true impact on that individual's life. So it was easy for me to continue that on.
Got it. And Dr. Clark, you are the chief medical officer at Advocate. How did you come into tutoring, and how do you find time to do this?
You know, even before COVID, I felt like I wanted to contribute in some way. I know that when I grew up, I knew that I was taught by my parents that education is the most important thing, and it's a kind of gift that nobody can take from you. So I figured that would be the best way I could contribute to tutor. I never tutored before, but I thought that, you know, it was, I went to online, I saw that there was tutoringchicago.org, and I thought, hey, let me just try this out. But it was very, very rewarding, and you always think about how you want to make a big impact on a grand scale, but 3 years since I've been doing this, that just, you know, being, you know, that one-to-one kind of impact. I mean, just knowing, you know, the students, just knowing that somebody cares enough about them to do that is big, in addition to the benefits they get from the actual tutoring. So I did it because I thought, like, it would be nice to give back, but, you know, in reality, it's been very rewarding for me as well.
Let's talk about the need that exists now, because you both are doing, thank you both for the work that you do with Tutoring Chicago and with our young people, but you need more. Talk about that some, if you would.
Yeah, we're really looking for more volunteer tutors this year. We want to obviously provide more of that one-to-one tutoring for as many students as possible. And many Chicago students are still, you know, academically behind because of the pandemic. So the need is still there. So we want to provide as many volunteer tutors as we can. And with the online option and then the three locations with the new one, on the south side, we really want to make sure that we expand that and have as many tutors as possible for as many Chicago students as we can.
And so, Dr. Clark, what does it take to be a tutor? What are you looking for when you look for volunteer tutors?
You know, anyone really can be a tutor if you're 18 or older and have the desire and willing to commit 90 minutes a week. You know, we really want someone who has a commitment to actually, you know, to do the tutoring. You know, the good news about it is I had no training as a tutor. Really, I had not done that kind of tutoring. I've done a lot of adult mentoring in my day, but tutoring I have not done. So they provide a lot of resources, to be able to, you know, get yourself up and running as a tutor. They provide, training and support during the school year as you're tutoring the kids. So we're looking for people really who really want to, you know, dedicate and be engaged with tutoring and are able to dedicate that small amount of time per week. It's not that the amount of time is really not the issue. It's really just the willingness to dedicate and engage with the students.
So when the listeners are thinking about this effort, the key thing it sounds like that they should have is a desire to help these young people. But if you're tutoring, you've got to have, one would think, some level of skill in order to help them with the reading or math or whatever it is that comes up. And so we should talk about that and what other training may happen for tutors who get involved in the process. We're talking with Lucia Stumbras and Dr. Clifton Clark, Tutoring Chicago. We'll continue this conversation with them when we come back right after this. Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Clifton Clark and Lucia Sumbras, who are with Tutoring Chicago. tutors themselves looking for more tutors to come in and help. So I'd ask each of you, just talk about what it's like for someone who comes in, wants to do something to help, wants to get involved in tutoring. This one-on-one sounds great. What's it like the first day you come in? How do you get matched up with a young person? And what training do you need or do you get to help them through whatever it is that they're working through?
Yeah, so Tutoring Chicago does a really, really good job of making sure that they match you with a student based on the tutor's application. And really, Tutoring Chicago is looking for anyone that is 18 years and older who really just wants to make a difference. There's no education background needed. It's a 90-minute weekly commitment, and Tutoring Chicago also provides really, really extensive resources and training, so you're really well prepared going into each weekly tutoring session.
Yeah, so, you know what, is it? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you please go on.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. You know, regardless of whatever else you do in life, if you have a tutor, a young kid, then you're a little nervous when you get started. I was that way myself, believe it. And I benefited a lot from the when you first start and agree to start on, and they'll tell you, hey, come to our training. They give you the training. They give you the resources. They give you the guidebooks. They give you the online support links as you go along. And I'm telling you, they also have people, if you're doing, you know, the live tutoring and remote tutoring right there that can help you at any given time. There's really, they really make you feel very comfortable if you have no education experience in the past. So and anybody, I'm talking about young folks, you know, professionals, retired people. I just brought on one of my buddies who's been retired for the last 10 years, who hasn't tutored before, and he's fell right in. So it really works out nicely for whoever wants to do it. And I think that people, they make you feel very comfortable.
What do you find to be the biggest challenge? Is the biggest challenge knowing the material that they're dealing with, or is the biggest challenge just developing this relationship with the young person?
I think the biggest challenge is just similar to Dr. Clark, I was very nervous going into it and didn't know what to expect, and I wanted to make sure I was making a true impact in building that relationship. So I think that at first is the biggest challenge, and overcoming some of those initial challenges, meeting them and trying to make sure that they progress in every part of their lives, academically, socially. But as you build, and that's the great thing, again, about the one-on-one tutoring, as you build that relationship, it gets easier and easier, and it really, you really start to notice how big of an impact you're making.
So for all I'm sorry, go on, please.
No, I've had a couple of kids over the last 3 years, and one of them had some difficulty paying attention in class, and I was a little bit concerned about my ability to kind of get their attention. But over the course of the school year, and talking to his parents, they told me, hey, look, you're really making a difference. You know, he's paying attention to you. You know, things are getting a little bit better in school. The teacher thinks things are getting better. And so it's really very rewarding when you can get that kind of feedback from the parents as well as from the teachers at times.
Give us a sense of the ages of the children that you work with in Tutoring Chicago.
Yeah, it's grades 1 through 10. So I have, for the past 6 years, I've kind of had a wide variety of ages of the students that I've worked with. So I've been working with some second graders, and then now I'm currently working with a student who's going into a sixth grade. So I've worked with him from fourth through sixth grade. So it's really, again, really cool to see that progress. But tutoring, all the students are eighth grades, 1 through 10.
Okay, so we've talked about the tutoring. We've talked about the need. But we have yet to tell people how to reach out to you if they're listening to this and interested in getting involved in Tutoring Chicago. How do they do that?
Yeah, just go on tutoringchicago.org, tutoringchicago.org, and that's all you got to do. It's got pretty much all the information that you need. It also has links to reach out for additional questions. You can apply there online. You can look at the the eligibility for students to get on and so forth. So there's a lot of things that you'll find there. Everything that you need is tutoringchicago.org.
Given that you both have been working with our young people for years, are there any commonalities that you're finding in the challenges that they have when they come to Tutoring Chicago?
The biggest challenge that I've seen really is early on, the parents sometimes have difficulty navigating if they have more than, if they have two or three kids, getting the student to tutoring. I think it's been once that gets settled in, things are better. But I've had some concerns about some distractions sometimes. The kids, obviously, sometimes one or more of the kids that I've had to tutor have, it looks like sometimes their lives get chaotic and it gets difficult. So that's a big challenge sometimes. But for the most part, I think 90% or 80 to 90% of the time, things work out beautifully and they come and they benefit from the tutoring.
I would say another challenge is just the transition from being in person to online. I was in person one-on-one tutoring, and then with COVID had to transition to online. So I think that was, as expected, challenging for the students just to focus. But, again, Tutoring Chicago provided a lot of that training to make sure that they were focused and engaged during our virtual sessions as well.
What are you finding now? Is it mostly online, or has everybody pretty much come back into these tutoring centers doing it live?
It's a combination of both. So my student, we work still online, but I know a lot of tutors go in person across the different locations.
Great.
Right,
that's
yeah,
no, go on, please.
No, we were online during COVID, and then when we were able to come back to the centers, we came back. So I've been doing them in the centers actually since the end of the pandemic.
Great. So tell us again, Doc, where do people go who are interested in participating in Tutoring Chicago?
Go online to tutoringchicago.org, tutoringchicago.org, and you'll get all the information that you need there. And if you want to apply, you can go ahead and apply right there online.
Now, before you all came on, I had a conversation about communities and schools, and what we know more than anything else is that our young people need to know that there's somebody there who cares about them, and the more adults that they can find that care about them, the better off they're likely going to be. So anybody who is thinking about this, hesitant at all, get engaged, get involved, because our children, certainly we've seen and talked about the statistics that this pandemic did have a devastating effect on their education. And we need to do what we can to help them get caught up and help them get ahead. So anyone who's thinking about it, please volunteer for Tutoring Chicago, volunteer for some of these programs, and really let's do what we can to help move our children forward. Lucia Stumbras, Dr. Clifton Clark, thank you both for coming on. Thank you both for the work that you do. And thanks for coming on and sharing it with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you. Be well.